TTLETRV.
The Good Night Show with Little Triv on WREW-FM, coming from the east side.
Folks, they say that seems like they know me, you know me better than I know myself, but it's just not true. Nobody knows, not even not even you.
Before I
That's
found
you, Diesel. You don't know me.
Well, I got to know you pretty good.
Well, you got
and
to
I know
me.
You better than you know yourself.
But we only knew each other for about, what, a year, 2 years? Yeah, you got to know me better than I know myself, but I went and saw a shrink, and I just sat there, and I said, what?
And I love how you can tell.
Yeah, and have you ever just went to see a shrink just to screw with him? Just to make him feel stupid for trying to figure you out?
No, because every time I go to a shrink, they give me a man, and I just want a hot girl.
Eh, you just you gotta push the right buttons.
Or they always give me some ugly man.
I don't know how to help. So I went and saw a shrink earlier this morning and sat down. And I said, "So why are you here?"
What? Yeah. Why do they do what they do?
Yeah. I said, "So why are you here?" And she said,
"No one's ever asked me that before."
Yeah. She said, "Basically, yeah, essentially." And I said, "You're here because
essentially."
So I sensually asked her, "Why are you here?" And she said, "No one's ever asked me that before." And I said, "It's because you like to figure people out. You don't care about my feelings. You don't care who I hurt. You don't care the harm that I've caused. You don't care if I'm helping, hurting, screwing, fighting, farting. You just want me to be figured out. I'm just a puzzle to you." I looked at her and I said, "Do I look like a puzzle, lady?" And she got a little scared because I was up out of my seat. I said, "Do I look like a puzzle to you?" And I put my cigarette out on the desk. And she didn't even have any ashtrays. And she started, you know, going whimpering and whinnying and crying. And I said, "Aw, what's wrong? You're the one who doesn't have an ashtray. So what do you think? Do you think that was wrong of me to do? She should have had an ashtray."
No, I would have said, "Hold out your hand." And then when she held out her hand, put on my cigarette in her hand and said,
"See, now you're like
your
me.
Ashtray.
See, you're like me."
I said, "There's your ashtray."
Yeah, you're like me. You're like me. Yeah, I didn't have the balls to do that.
I don't think I would be strong enough to do that.
Yeah, she was a little scared, and I didn't want to push it. I didn't want to hurt her, but I did want to wreck her office. So I did. While she was crying, I pushed all the papers off. I pushed all the papers off her desk. I took her clipboard. I broke it over my knee, and I said, "Oh, look, we got two hard pieces of a clipboard." And I told her how it reminded me of some kind of graham cracker, some kind of snack. I said, "I just broke that like a graham cracker. You know what a graham cracker is?" And she didn't answer me. I'm like, "What? You don't know what a graham cracker
the
is?"
Windows? Did you do anything to the windows?
Yeah, I broke them because you have to start at the corner. If you start at the corner, you could break the whole thing. Because a lot of those mentally, can
so
you say
broke,
that
you,
word?
You
can
broke.
You say that word on the radio?
No, because trust me, the word I want to say is bad. It's the
I
R word.
I want to say it so
it's,
bad.
It's the R word and then room.
Well, anyway.
It's the R word and then room.
Right, that room, you got to make it so that they can't get out, they can't get in. But I know the secret.
Or it's those cubed windows, the tiled cubed glass windows. Do you know what I'm talking? Like basement windows. And you broke those.
Yeah, you have to start at the corner, but you can chip away. And I said, "See, this is my kind of puzzle." I looked her right in the eye and said, "This is my kind of puzzle. So what kind of puzzle am I now?" And she didn't know how to answer. And honestly, I don't know what the answer was. I just wanted her to feel a little scared. And so I broke all the windows. Papers were everywhere. And do you know what I did to the walls?
I don't want to know, Lamekin. I know what people like you do to walls.
Basically, I smeared something on the walls, and I'm not going to say it on the air, but it was pretty crazy. Because once you're going, you're going. Once I'm going off, I'm going off. I'm going to cause a problem. I'm going to tear the place to shreds.
Okay, we have a caller on the air. This is the Good Night Show with Little Triv on the air. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you?
I've been better.
No kidding.
Yeah, you seem a little downer now.
No, I'm up and up.
Ooh, you took some uppers?
Let's not get into that.
No. What'd you do?
Well, grabbed a pack, smoked the whole pack, grabbed a bottle, drank the whole bottle, grabbed...
Why do you always grab it first? Stop grabbing.
What do you do first otherwise?
Well, stop grabbing, stop thinking, just start doing it. I don't know, snort something. Snort something.
Now?
Now, on the air. We can hear.
Okay, hold on.
Nice. See, now you got some uppers. So you got the alcohol, the cigarettes, that's your downers. And you just snorted something, that's your uppers. Do you know, can I ask you, caller, who said all the down, all the, you can stop, you're good.
You okay?
You okay? Caller? Hello? Oh, I heard, yeah. Oh, he's getting.
That was good.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So now you're back. You're back, baby. How's it feel?
Yes, feels okay.
Well, you feel like you can tear down the doctor's office, I bet, huh?
Tear down the doctor's
office? Tear down the doctor's office. I said, I bet you feel like you could tear... Because you know how when you go to the doctor, they're always telling you what to do, how you feel, how you're sick. You just kind of want to be like, shut up! And you just want to make the place yours. Well, I bet you feel like you could do that.
You know what I hate is seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, you know what? He sounded seasonally depressed.
It's just a seasonal. I mean,
well, he did the uppers. He got so excited, and then he just lost it. He's probably offing himself right now. He hung up.
I thought he OD'd, and it's not funny to joke about OD'd, folks. But our brand is.
Is it funny to joke about offing yourself?
No, and folks, our brand is disrespect. And
vulgarity.
No, not vulgarity, because then you would be saying the C word to me right now.
Oh, I'm saying it to you after the show.
I'm humming it to you now.
I just wrote it down on a piece of paper.
The number is 216-368-2208. 216-368-2208. Lamigan, do you want to talk about the guest you have?
Yeah,
you
just gonna see. Did you see who the wind just blew in?
Well, we're going to take a break, so... But I did.
Okay, well, he's here.
Well, do you want to give a preview so whoever's listening doesn't just turn off the radio right away?
Okay, well, listeners, we're here with Gio, and he's here to talk about Crystal Light. So if you've ever wanted to know a little bit more about Crystal Light, we've got Gio here to talk about it.
I think it's Crystal Light.
Crystal Light?
We'll find out from Gio after the break.
I thought that's what I said, but yeah, I didn't get to finish my story about the doctor's office either, but we'll finish that some other time.
Do you want
to
just finish it now?
Well, I just wanted to say that I got cuffed and dragged out of that place, and they didn't charge me with anything.
I don't remember the last time you had a story that didn't end like that.
Yeah, they never charged me. I have a clear record.
There's something about you.
I've never been to jail.
To myself, no matter how hard I'm trying to, I want you all to myself. Your metaphorical gin and juice, so come on, give me a taste of what it's like to be next to you. Won't let one drop go to waste.
Is that booze?
Drop a juice.
Oh, all of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other.
Downs and the uppers.
And I'm trying, 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 trying. All of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, 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 but I
keep my hands to myself. Folks, I really cannot keep my hands to myself. I'm pitching, scratching, biting.
You know what I can't keep my hands off?
What?
Crystals, just the topic.
Oh, you can't keep your hands off talking about crystals?
I cannot keep my hands off the topic of crystals.
Sure. I can't keep my hands off the talking about the topic of crystals. So I'm guessing that that's why you wanted Gio to come on the show tonight?
And yes, we're trying to find out about the Terry Schiavo crystal, which is a very scary terrorist.
Folks, for those who have tuned in the past or who haven't, the Terry Schiavo crystal is a strange device that was used to put my wife in a coma. The device is also something that is frequently cited by a cybernetic terrorist who likes to interrupt our show.
I haven't forgotten the Terry Schiavo crystal.
Here it is.
I'm not sure that I ever will.
Yeah, so that's him. He doesn't.
And he's kind of always back. He's always here.
Well, when he talks, he doesn't. He's not in response to anything we say.
He's gonna blow up the computer in our faces one of these shows, and I'm actually it's.
He just
it's
does
comical,
it.
But it's actually scary. It's scary to do the show. We do this in absolute fear, and I'm not. I am all. It feels like 9/11 whenever we do the show.
It does. It feels like you're getting to one of the tapes from Bin Laden saying, yeah, it's about to be much worse. You know how he used to send out tapes after 9/11 saying, if you thought that was bad, it's about to be worse.
I saw one where he said that was nothing and the next thing I'm going to do is going to be the worst thing that I ever do.
Yeah, he said if you thought that was bad, the next one's going to be... Gonna be so much-
I haven't forgotten the Terry Schiavo crystal. I'm not sure that I ever will.
Hey, Gio, you were there for 9/11. You know about the Bin Laden tapes.
We'll introduce him. Give him the background.
When you hear that cybernetic terrorist, don't you want to call 9/11? How does that make you guys feel?
You mean 911?
9/11.
Oh, well, see, I called it 911.
We don't get the police involved. This is just, if the FBI wants to get involved, they would already be involved.
Yeah, if they want to, they can, but I don't talk to law enforcement. They do not take kindly to me or what I have done.
Don't that make you guys feel funny when the cybernetic terrorist interrupts your show?
Lamigan, can you introduce this man?
Oh, yeah, Gio. It's actually wonderful. He's just very bold. His name is Gio, and... Well, you invited him on, but I'll take... Yeah, I'll try
to... You invited him on because I asked you to find a crystal guy.
Okay, so you
do... We're kind of under the threat at all times of a Terry Schiavo crystal.
So, Gio, you talk about crystals, so we wanted you on the show.
I'll tell you what, I wanted to call 9/11 when my stuff started glowing blue last night after what happened.
So is your stuff...
Yeah, that sounds...
Blue from what?
The election.
Okay.
Political.
My political crystals.
We didn't even talk about the election, but you're absolutely right. The world
didn't
was
even know about. I didn't
anyway,
even
it was
vote.
Like the world gone blue.
I don't vote.
You don't vote. Ever, you talked about that on the show before?
Yeah, I just.
Diesel. We talked about. We talked to Coogan. We talked to Coogan. We talked to Grayson.
Grayson who? I don't care. I never cared.
Candidate Coogan. We talked to Coogan. Grayson. And Krause, and all three of them lost badly.
Coogan who? Can I ask something? Is Donald J. Trump still the president of the United States of America?
Sure is.
Yes, he is.
Then
we're fine.
Thank you.
Well, I just thought it was funny that we interviewed three candidates, and all three lost by a very, very wide margin.
Oh, I sure hope that wasn't because they came on our show and had to answer milk or pee.
Oh, I sure hope that difference of 500,000 votes wasn't from our 500,000 listeners who heard Krause get humiliated, raked over the coals by the likes of me and you. So, Gio, what kind of crystals do you look at?
Just told you, got a batch of political crystals.
Well, were they red up until yesterday?
They were bright red.
So you have political crystals, do you know? Do you have,
they just change colors based on who gets elected?
That's that's it.
Do crazy people crystals just want to just when crazy people go or go around and
they go like they turn a bunch of different colors?
That's a good question. So does it
is that the kind of crystal that you want?
I just
what color?
Did you just answer the question? Because it's
no, I don't have. I have political crystals. I don't have crazy people crystals.
Okay, well, that's okay.
So you just have one type of crystal?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Do you grow them? How do you grow them?
No, I bought them.
You're not an expert. You just have some, right?
No.
You just have them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a kid. I don't...
How old are you?
I'm 8.
Oh, jeez.
And the crystals
it kind of makes sense now that he was saying 9/11 instead of 9/11.
Yeah, adult wouldn't
say
that.
I thought he was just kind of.
So you mean to say you were born after 9/11? You don't know the first thing about what it means to be in this country.
You don't know what it's like to be afraid.
Yeah, you don't know fear until you watch those towers come down.
I know Benghazi.
You're a Benghazi generation.
Okay, yeah, you're the Benghazi. I'm
the first of the Benghazi generation.
So you know how bad it would be if Hillary Clinton was the president of the United States.
That would be a 9/11. 9/11 situation.
Would you call 9/11 if she was the president?
I would call it
right away, or just would you just the next day?
The next day, after everything settled down a bit and it was confirmed, I would. That's when I was wrong.
You'd bother the police with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to ask, these people that got elected, Mr. Geo, they were elected, but they're still not in Congress. They could die. They could pass away. They could cancel. So I need to ask you, how come the crystals change already?
Well, it was before this, it was bright red. And now it's sort of in between, a dull purple, bluish.
You said blue. You said blue.
Well, when the election results came in, gave me a bit of a warning, bright blue, and now it's dulled down to a purple. And candidates are confirmed, they'll go back to blue. Listen, I really don't know much about these crystals.
Now, you listen to me.
Okay. Thank you for calling me Mister, by the way.
You're welcome.
Not many people do.
I like to yell at kids. And you are very adult-like. So it's hard for me, honestly.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. What grade are you in?
I'm 8, so what would that be? Second grade?
Third
grade.
What's the hardest fact you learned this year in grade school?
The hardest? You mean the most... impressive fact that I know, or the hardest one it was for me to remember?
Something that you're supposed to know, but you had a really hard time figuring out.
A really hard time figuring out. So it wasn't a fact that was presented to me. It was something that I had to figure out myself.
It's something that you were supposed to have figured out, but it was too hard. What was
it? So a fact that I don't know.
Yeah, what's the hardest thing you don't know?
It would have to be
sharecropping.
I'm sorry. I'm a bit. Now you made me nervous, and
industrial.
Because I don't know much. Sharecropping industrial. What you learn about that in school?
That is
in
what
second
I learned.
Grade.
When I was in school, things had changed.
Oh, what city did you grow up in?
Around here.
And they were teaching you about sharecropping.
That's what we did in social studies.
Oh.
So
no shit.
So no kidding. So you tell me where you got your crystals, and you tell me right now, Buster.
I bought them from a Guido down in Texas. His crystals are, well, you see what happened yesterday. His crystals are bright red, and he only sells red crystals because Texas is a red state, always has been, always will be.
So it changes color based on the state.
Based on the state, yep. Cross state lines, changes color.
So. What color of state are we?
Well, I thought we sort of went over this, but
purple.
We're a blue state.
Huh.
Thank you for for calling the airport. Crazy Horse, this is Tracy. How can I help you?
Hi, Tracy. We were just wondering if you had any specials tonight?
No, not past 9 o'clock.
Okay, is your kitchen open?
Yes, until 2 o'clock.
Ooh, yeah, okay. So if I come down there, who's going to be working? Is it anybody I know?
I don't know, honestly.
Okay, is it the usual crew girls?
Yes.
Any sort of election specials, changing of the house?
No, we did our voting party and stuff like that yesterday.
Ooh, tell me about the voting party. I'm very interested.
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
If you weren't there, then I don't want to be there.
Can I speak to a manager?
I'm sorry.
Can I speak to a manager?
May I ask who's calling?
Diesel.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay. Folks, this is scary. We are on hold with Crazy Horse.
I love wasting people's time.
You guys keep your conversation going.
Oh, it's over.
It was going nowhere.
Yeah, it's over.
Saved by the bell. Saved by the Crazy Horse.
I think
horse.
It's just another
thing.
Yeah,
it's another one of those.
See, that's the thing. We cut off ties with Crazy Horse for this exact reason, people. If you're listening to this, Crazy Horse has no balls, no honor. There's absolutely nothing keeping that company going beyond their own disgusting business practices. It's probably controlled by the most disgusting Diablos in the city. Don't you guys think that this place has got to be run by absolute Diablos? It's over.
No doubt.
I can't.
I haven't forgotten the Teddy Shivo crystal. I'm not sure that I ever will.
Neither have I.
And why is that, Lambigan?
Because my wife's in a coma because of it. And she's in a coma because of it, because of me.
Just so I can maybe go home, so you guys thought I was a different type of crystal expert or something? What's my purpose here tonight? Is this another... Is this another scheduling mishap?
Another, or is that some kind of cross against the things that we schedule?
Mm-hmm. Listen, Gio,
it's a little bit of a dig.
Listen, Gio, it should be no surprise to you that you are much less than what we were expecting.
I'm not surprised.
You're listening to Goodnight Show with Diesel. You're on the air.
Hi, is this Diesel?
This is Diesel. Can't you hear it? The sound of it. The sound of the east side on the radio.
How's it going, mister?
Alright, I kind of just wanted to tell you guys, I shit you not, I was in that place over the weekend and talking to the front desk manager, and they told me stories about how kids call in and prank call them constantly.
Oh, they wish we were kids. Yeah, I'm probably in my 50s.
These guys
60s.
Aren't kids. I'm a kid.
Yeah, this guy's
the Teddy Shivo crystal. I realize that's who they're talking about, and it made me laugh my ass off.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know, because we call them every week.
We call them frequently. I wonder if they know how much we hate them. I think
the Teddy Shivo crystal.
I just think they've got no balls. They got boobs.
I think there's a certain night for that, but...
Thanks for the phone call. And
I think you have to say that before you hang up on him, Diesel.
The Terry Shivo crystal.
Yeah, sorry. There's just something that keeps... Some audio that keeps coming through that's kind of just spooking me.
What's it saying?
Do you guys hear that? Because that's just too much for me.
Yeah, really quick. Diesel, hold on. Gio, why don't you go take a walk?
The Terry Shivo crystal.
Yeah, great. Bye.
Thanks for stopping in, kid.
Yeah, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Keep your nose clean. I sure ain't. Keep your nose clean, because I sure ain't.
Yeah, keep your nose clean.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny.
Well, I know a funny feeling named Voodoo Loop.
Can we talk about what happened last night?
Well, today was much better.
Well, no, if you would have asked me 2 years ago, what would you do at a night like tonight? On a night like tonight, I would say I would never have dreamed that we would get... I would just be easy to step up. Sessions fired. States turn red. I can't even believe it. I can't believe I got out of bed. Did you know that Congress turned blue? Because I did. But you don't pay attention, do you?
I don't turn attention that Congress turns blue. I don't pay attention. Not at all, do you?
The only time I let it go to my head is if I turn on the news and see all the states red.
I don't watch TV. Actually, I watch it a lot. I don't watch the Fox News unless the anchor is hot.
Megyn Kelly.
Ooh, I could watch Megyn Kelly just during the daylight. I could watch her during the moonlight, during the daylight, during the sunlight, during the fries.
Friday night fries. You know what? I could watch Megyn Kelly paint.
I get an order of fries every Friday. It's a little end of the week treat.
I could watch Megyn Kelly paint dry. I could watch her dry paint.
Her paint and nail paint?
No, her painting walls, drying it.
But Tucker Carlson, you know, I don't know much about him, but I found out recently that he goes hunting.
Yeah, but Tucker always tells it like it is.
Tucker.
I didn't watch Tucker last night, but I think he was probably swirling in victory juice.
Tucker.
So anyway, folks, as you can probably gather from our enthusiasm, that we're a little muted at the beginning of the show. Our country is now gone from red to purple. We're purple. What do you think about that, Diesel?
I don't care about red. I don't care about blue. I didn't watch the news. Did you?
When I found out that the country was violet, I sharpened my knives and felt real violent.
Oh, we got a call coming in, luckily.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Did you hear what happened with voting?
Oh, I did not hear what happened with voting. What happened?
Country's purple.
Country's purple now?
Country's purple. It was red, now it's purple.
I must admit, I was one of the people that voted for purple.
I did up and down the ticket. I went up and down the ticket.
No, you listened to the show and you voted for Coogan, you voted for Krause, and you voted for, what's his name, Grayson.
Coogan who? You know what I did in the voting booth? I walked in, I looked up and down the ballot, and I walked out. I didn't vote.
Well, you got close.
We got another caller coming in. Who's out there?
Hello?
Yeah, we have... A couple of 1-800 numbers.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hello. We got two callers. You guys both sound similar.
Hey, 1-800 this is caller numbers.
Wait, one at a time, please.
You reach the company.
All right, how about the company? You first. What are you selling?
Augie Inc. This is Augie Inc.
What are you selling? Because I'm buying.
Are you selling Augie's Inc.?
We're specializing in coal and cheeseburgers. We got coal cheeseburgers.
Okay, that sounds like a scam. It sounds a little bit too good to be true, because you know that I like burgers and burning. How much? Name your price.
We're calling it Pyro Burger. Augie's Pyro Burger.
How much?
Augie would never do that.
Okay, Diesel. Name your price, sir.
Just, $5.
For how much of what?
$5, dude.
I'll take a case.
It's a new idea. I mean, $5.
How long do you guys last in bed?
I last about...
Don't lie.
5 seconds. Five, ten seconds.
Yeah, that's pleasurable.
Gross. 5, 10 seconds, which is pretty good. I usually go in and out, drop trowel. And do my thing and go home.
Okay.
You know, to me, that's how young you are. Because to me, in and out is just, that's about 10 minutes.
Yeah, each in is, I stay in for a good 60 seconds.
Yeah, when I go in, I'm in there for a while.
I dip. So, let me, what?
When you go in, do you usually stay in?
Stay.
You stay in until it's over. You got to see it through.
You stay in until it dries.
Oh, okay. So you roll your eyes back then. For a while.
You gotta. Listen, sir. I'll take your case. Do you have my credit card number?
Yeah.
4861-4661.
Okay.
Just give him the code on the back. We gotta hang up on these guys.
5872.
The code on the back.
0661. And then the code on the back is 8882.
Okay, question for Little Tree.
Yeah.
Question for Little Triv.
Yeah, I don't know which phone line is yours, but go ahead and ask.
Little Triv?
Yeah, it's diesel now, but...
Yeah, that'll work.
Little Triv, are you into Little Trivia?
Yes, ooh. Snap one in my face.
You want me to... Okay, you ready for a trivia question?
Yeah, but it's got to be really quick.
Who was elected last night wearing a purple suit?
Wearing a purple boot?
Purple poop suit.
Poop suit.
Purple poop suit.
Hillary.
Yeah, it was Hillary.
Would she win?
Hillary.
No, we can't talk about.
Actually, she's not really a wench. I kind of like Hillary.
Okay, yeah.
Did you not talk about that woman on this show? I was just sitting over here boiling.
I hung up on him so hard that the button popped off the board.
No, he really did, folks. I'm looking at it right now. He hung up so hard on that boy that the button popped out. Listen, you don't come on our show and bring up H. You don't talk about H on this show. HRC, Hillary, rotten Clinton.
Short hair.
Long, short hair. Hillary Rotten Clinton.
So here's a current event.
Hey, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like stars
to
right
break
now.
This spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I'll say no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
That, of course, the classic Christmas song, Baby It's Cold Outside, written during the Second World War, but it's 70 years later, so that means someone somewhere found something to be offended about. Some say the lyrics have creepy, offensive overtones, so a new version was penned with updated lyrics. Here it is.
What is this dream?
Pomegranate LaCroix.
I wish I knew how.
Maybe I'll help you
to
out.
Break this spell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have to say no, no, no,
you
sir.
Reserve the right to say no.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
You reserve the right.
Joining us now, the singers and the songwriters you just saw, the ones who wrote that updated version, Lydia Liza and Josiah Lemansky. Lydia, Josiah, thanks a lot for joining
us. Hi, Tucker.
Hey,
yeah, thank you for having us.
Great voices, and I listened to your song about 5 times. You're obviously really talented. What was wrong with the original version? Why not just sing that? Seems a little better to me. Why didn't you?
Yeah, the original version, it's fine. We do like the original version as well. The thing is just that listening to it...
Okay, I'm getting deja vu, folks. We talked about this Tucker segment almost exactly 1 year ago on Christmas, and... We came to the same conclusion. We'll have to talk about this more in depth into the holiday season.
Let's see what the caller is. We've got some calls coming in about this.
Oh, great. Can't wait to talk about this again. Caller, you're on the air. Hello, I'm Landon Lamigan. What's your name?
Hey, Landon Lamigan. This is Michael.
Michael.
Calling again.
Oh, so you're just calling again?
Calling again to...
We got another call in here.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's your name? I'm Landon Lamigan.
Hello, Landon Lamigan. My name is Timmy.
That's adorable. I feel like we get a lot of callers named Timmy.
That may be true. Timmy's a common name.
Not in this country.
Where do you think I'm from?
You sound kind of Russian.
I was going to say Russia.
What?
Yep. Yep, I'm from Russia. Hello from Russia.
You do sound like you're in some kind of Russian prison.
You're like a Russian gulag.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just because I'm from Russia, I'm a prisoner. Hi.
So what do you have to say about this baby it's cold outside fiasco?
It shouldn't be a fiasco. It should be a celebration.
Which?
The song should be celebrated and adored by your country.
The original song.
The original song.
You think that should be kind of like a national anthem?
Yep, something like that. The idea of a shivering man outside of a woman's home just pounding on the door, freaking out, slamming things around. And he needs to come inside, right? And she lets him in, and they what happens next.
It gets pretty carnal.
Yeah.
So you really like the idea of a man just going absolutely crazy on the outside of a house?
On the out, right. But that's the beauty of the song. He's going crazy on the outside of the house.
He's tearing off the roofing panels and the gutters. And is he climbing up the gutters?
Yeah, he's doing crazy stuff with the downspouts. He's tying up the downspouts so all the water gets stuck in the gutters. And
what does he do? I was going to ask, what does he do with the gutters?
What's he do with the gutters?
Yes.
Well, he doesn't do much with the gutters. He's mostly focusing on the downspout at the base of the house.
You think you can make a bong out of a gutter?
Unrelated to the song?
Yeah, we're going to sidestep. Yeah.
You can. Yeah, no question.
Okay.
You could smoke out of a downspout.
I would love to see a stressed out man just ripping off the gutters and tying up the downspouts and,
That's why this song is so special to me. Because just think about that. You know, a guy just an absolutely feral guy destroying the outside of a lovely lady's house while she's inside. She's not scared. She's intrigued.
Well, that's how it used to be when I was a child. I would lose my marbles, and everybody found it endearing. But now when I lose my marbles, and just
like, oh, there's a scary guy.
Yeah, there's
with
a
black eyes.
Yeah, there's that guy who gives me the willies every time I look at him. And when I was a kid, it was cute. And now when I do it, it just seems like I'm just causing all sorts of fear and anxiety in the people around me.
Yeah, you know, that's sad. I'm sorry about that. And I bet you're dealing with the boys in blue a lot more than you used to.
Yeah,
right?
Nobody used to call the cops on me back then, but you're right. It's a big problem for me. I get the cop. I don't get arrested a lot, but I get the cops called on me damn near every day, showing up at my door asking about this or that.
So lots of cops, especially in Cleveland, are old fashioned. You know, so they understand. They know you.
In Cleveland, it's all bully sticks in Cleveland.
Yeah, right. Bully stick. You give a guy a beating once.
Nah, they don't give me a beating.
Screw around again.
They give me a rap.
You haven't lived until you've been pistol whipped by a Cleveland cop, and it has happened to me. It probably happened to me before lunch today. I have so many concussions from getting pistol whipped by a Cleveland police officer that it was just comical.
Yeah, that's funny.
What about you? Did you ever do that?
Did I ever get pistol whipped?
Yes.
Well, I'm not from around here. Things are different where I'm from.
Oh, in Russia?
Yes.
They don't do that?
Pistol whip? No. We get a track of spikes pushed into our backs. And then we don't screw around again. It's just a one-time thing.
Does it stay?
Yeah, it's funny. It's actually, now that I'm talking out loud, it's actually kind of similar because it's funny, actually.
Well, maybe you want to talk to this next caller that's calling in.
Is Lamb again?
Yeah, you rang? Hello, I haven't gotten a specialized caller in a long time. Is this my drug guy?
Is drug guy? No.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, how you doing, Lamekin? I just want to say that I'm like a really big fan of like your work, and
work.
I'm sorry, your life. I'm sorry. I'm
thank
really big
you,
fan
thank
of your
you.
Life.
Thank you. Yeah, because I don't do nothing.
Oh, you just do like I think you do a lot. Like you really like telling everything how it is, and it's like no one's like it. You know, you got your Alex Joneses, and like you got like they don't really know. They're not real about it, but you are.
Thank
you.
I really am real. And the thing about it is, and thank you for saying that, is that I don't work because I don't contribute to society. I sort of deteriorate it. I whittle it away. I take things away from people. I take away their joy. I take away their pleasure. And instead, I bring sadness and pain.
Yeah. I mean, I think you like really hit it on the nail. Or the head on the nail.
I think I really put a nail through your head.
You really put a nail through your head.
Like a little Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, can I like put my mom on the phone? Is it okay?
Yes, please. Hello, mommy.
Oh, hello. What's your name?
My name is Landon Lamigan, and you're the mother of a very kind young gentleman.
I am very depressed.
Depression?
I hate depressed old people. It just does not work.
It's not cute anymore.
It's just not cute.
Oh, God.
This is disgusting.
Take from me one good night. Of your songs. And, oh, my God, Figgy Pudding.
Wait, who's... Wait, Timmy.
Timmy's gone.
The bathroom. Oh, God, I'm so
what?
Okay, so you're... Who, so,
this is,
someone's
I'm
mom on the phone, Lamigan. This is disgusting.
Sorry, no, it's just my mother. She's, like, in a really bad state. Like, she usually...
She seemed really depressed.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
She's like a Sopranos depressed, you know?
No, old people can't get depressed.
Depression can be sexy.
And old people can't be sexy, so old people can't have depression, and they can't... It's not... It's so stupid when old people get depressed.
I don't know if I mean... I guess, like, if you say it so, I think...
You agree?
All right, yeah, I guess...
You agree?
It's like, kind of like a turn-on when I think about it, I guess.
Listen, kid. You and me, one day, we're going to take a walk down the Silk Road, and we're going to get into all sorts of trouble. Okay?
All right. If you really, like, would love to do that, I would love to do that, too.
You and me,
I would love to watch, Lamigan, I would love to watch you with a kid walk down the Silk Road.
And we'll wave to
buddy,
you.
Lamigan, say goodbye. We got to end the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're running out of time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling.
Do you
want to
say
really...
any blessings? Let him say a blessing.
You want to say a benediction?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Hold on. Sorry, I'm busy. I can't do it.
Oh, you're busy?
Hold on, my brother's gonna do it. Hold on.
Oh, cool.
Sorry.
The Teddy Shiloh Crystal.
Hey, yo, it's Tyler. I'm Nick's little brother. I love you guys. It's sick what you do.
Can you say something about God and how he blesses us and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I go to church, yeah.
I really, like, God really touched me in a lot of ways, and I really, like, feel that way, like, a lot about, like, Lamekin and, like, what y'all do on the show, and God's really led me to the show in mysterious ways, and I want to thank y'all and thank God the most.
Thank you, and I hope one day it can lead you in the way that God led me.
You have.
I hope someday God does to you what he has done to me.
The Teddy Shiloh Crystal.
Wow, what a nice episode.